God keeps all his appointments.
I enjoy
the evening services.
Come
in the cool of the evening.
Talk to Adam and Eva.
And I believe he's going to talk to us today as we open our Bibles.
Romans chapter 8, verse 18.
Those have no Bibles, the handwriting is on the wall
there.
The Bible says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. I'll ask our brother to open the word of prayer.
Tauya kuti tigonzwa inzwi renyu richizevezera kwatiri. Baba tinoziva kuti shoko rimwe rinobva mukanwa menyu rinoshandura zvizhinji mukati meupenyu hwedu. Baba naizvozvo tinokumbira kuti muuye mutaure nehana dzevana venyu vane zvishuwo vapei tenzi vanorwara ngavatopora mukuparidza kweevhangeri. Baba vanoda mweya mutsvene vapei. Baba tanamata nokutenda madekwana ano nemuzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu. Amen.
We may be seated. I thank our elder person for giving me this privilege
to stand before
you, and I believe everyone is under expectation
because
we only get according to expectation.
Here
the Bible is saying the sufferings of this time are not
worthy
to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now the Bible is not talking about the glory that shall be put in us, but
it's
talking about the glory that shall be revealed in us.
Meaning
that already that glory is in us, but it does not yet appear now. But what is already in us, because God has loaded us with powers that shall be revealed at that time. Stephen was a man full of faith and power. Everyone is full of something. Some are full of doubts and fears. Some are full of sin. Some are full of mischief. But Stephen was a man full of faith and power. We need to be full of the powers of the world to come, because the powers we shall use in the world to come are already in us now. Like when a child is in the mother's womb, they already have their body parts that they use in the next life. After birth, their nose, their lungs are there. They are not working in that environment, but they are already positioned. As soon as they cross over, they will be using them. So as a believer, we have powers that can create another world and we dwell in it. The power that shall operate in the third pool full time can operate here and there in your life. Wherever you are squeezed, you can express the power that is in you. A believer is a superpower. I'm preaching about igniting the power of God. If you don't know where the switches are, you may stay in a dark room in a well-wired house. This house is designed, it has sockets everywhere, the back end everywhere. Even here we have some sockets here. Meaning wherever you are in the house of God, you can plug to the power of God. This world is dying for power.
See
people making money, they are trying to have power.
You
see them having rallies somewhere, they are trying to have power. If you see them going to school, they are looking for power. If you see them maybe dressing immodest, they are looking for power to draw men. If you see them going to ngangas and apostolies, they are looking for power. People can be so desperate quiet when they are looking for power. Some people have things under the tongue looking for power. And things in their homes that are very funny because they assume that they have power. Some have bangles and oils because they are looking for power. And threads around that they are putting, belting around their bodies looking for power. But we thank God that we are not only having power, but we are a power. Paul was so full of power that when the serpent tried to bite him, he could not force his poison. That poison could not fit where the Holy Ghost power was.
And
through the preaching of the word, it's the power to save those that are lost.
And
believer is so powerful that even your thoughts, before you even pray, your thoughts can move heaven. Because your thoughts speak louder than your words.
I've seen
many times when you desire something, before you even speak about it, it happens. Because we are connected spiritually with God. There is an umbilical cord that connects us to God. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, all what you need for your earthly journey is already in you right there. Because the Holy Ghost is the dynamics upon the mechanics. When you have the Holy Spirit, you are tabernacling deity. It is a powerful service. It is a power of the resurrection. It is a rushing mighty wind. It is a fire. Every animal is afraid of fire.
And
demons are afraid of fire. You know, when Moses met that fire, he was no longer afraid of Pharaoh. Moses met the fire. Elijah called down the fire. Jeremiah says, "Like fire in my bones." Isaiah met the coals of fire. John the Baptist says, "He shall baptize with fire."
John the Baptist said, "We
Christ says, "I've come to send fire."
Christ said,
"All met that fire." When that fire is in you, you are on fire for God. You won't be burning in lust, but you'll be burning in the Holy Spirit. Especially when you are in our own territory,
people
talk about territorial integrity. Here in this territory, we don't allow anyone to be sick because it's not territory for demons. You can't allow the devil to make you feel a headache in church, not here. Even if you chase a dog, it can run away, but when it enters this house, this yard, it can say it's not here. The devil has no chance when you are in the house of God. He has no power to afflict you. The prophet says, "We are not building an organization. I'm not here this morning to build an organization. Christ never sent me to build an organization. He sent me to build individuals to the stature of Jesus Christ, that they might be a powerhouse, a dwelling place of the Spirit of God by His Word." So individuals must be powerhouses for God. You must be packed with eternal quality. Deity veiled in humanity. Now when the brethren received the Holy Spirit, they say, "This is the summit. This is all of it." But brethren, that's wrong. There is no summit to the power of God. We move on and on and on.
It's
unlimited resources of God that has never been tapped yet. Blessings and powers that we know nothing about. It's never even revealed to archangels. But it's laying ahead of His church that will believe. For I have not seen or ear has not heard. Neither has it entered the heart of man. What God has in store for those that love him. So let's move up and claim our rights. As God opens the gates and swings out the welcome mat, let us move on into deeper heights. There is no summit to the things of God. You keep going higher and higher.
You
want to trigger this a spiritual explosion of things of God. We have the nuclear codes here to press some scriptures and the devil will be annihilated. We are carrying jumpers to jumpstart the power that is already in you. So that what is dormant may become dominant in your life.
Because
every promise is hanging over you now. And you can jump and receive it and claim it as your personal property. You can activate the written word. Like Caleb said, give me my mountain. He was now 85 years. It's now 85 years from
1933.
So we need the Caleb today who can claim what belongs to them. We are kept by the word of God through the faith and salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. We are not kept by do's and don'ts. We are not kept by your abilities. But you are kept by the power of God. Young boys, when you're at school, you need that power to keep you.
It
is victory over sin and purity divine. God holds the world in its orbit. The power of God. He holds your soul also. The power of Satan is limited. But the power of God is unlimited. There is a man here that can turn on the light. All powers are there. Quotations and scriptures are all ready for someone to switch on the main prayer. Now, him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. There is a power that works in a believer that outclasses your expectation. It does above what you can think of or ask. When Zechariah saw the vision of the olives fitting the oil to the lampstands, all the lampstands were powered from the one source.
The power that powered Irenaeus and Columba and all of them powered us today.
We are dipped in the same source, the same Holy Ghost power. In natural electricity, you can't have many things plugged in one source. But in the spiritual, everyone can be plugged from one source. If your home is connected, the stove does not copy the lights. It does what it's called to do. The PA system uses the same electricity to do what it's assigned to do. The same electricity that gives heat through the heater gives cold through the fridge.
So,
if you are connected in Christ, don't copy others. Be what you are called to be. And when a church is connected to Christ, it must connect with the community also. And win the whole world to Christ. Because he says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We must live a life that is connected to the power source. Make sure every day you connect to the tapes. Connect to the Bible. Stay on the charger. Every day you charge your phone so that it doesn't embarrass you during the day. So that it doesn't lose battery at a crucial moment. So put your soul on that charger so that you don't lose battery at a crucial moment. It's the inexpressible power of God that is operating in you. A teaspoonful of water from the Pacific Ocean shows how the Pacific Ocean tastes.
Teaspoon mvura Pacific Ocean inokupa manzwiro anoita mvura Pacific Ocean.
In a measure, what is in you shows exactly what God is in an infinite measure.
Saka chikamu chiri mauri chinoratidza zviri Mwari
muzaro wake. All what was in God he poured it into Christ.
Chete zvanga zviri muna Mwari akazviisa muna
Kristu. All what was in Christ he poured into the church.
Zvanga zviri muna Kristu akazviisa mukereke.
So God's church is the power that is shaking this hour.
Zvino kereke yaMwari ndo simba riri kuzungu zvangu vaine.
When the temple of Solomon was dead, it was built, it was structurally called architecture. But then one day it was dedicated and the power came all over the church.
You
dedicate your everything, your time, your being, your ears, your eyes to God, you become a superpower yourself. Until even when people were in problems, they were to look at that dedicated temple and things would move. When people are in problems, they should look even to you to pay for them. Now your whole body and every fiber of your life is controlled by the Holy Spirit. He controls your eyes that you don't look at wrong things. He controls your hands that you don't touch the wrong things. He controls your feet that you don't go to the wrong place. He controls all eyes, ears, and what. So that you do the right things, only not wrong things. If you don't know who you are, you'll be scared by situations that are smaller than the power that is in you. If you don't know the power that you have, you can run away from someone with a stick when you have a machine gun.
Kana iwewe usingaziye simba riri mauri unotiza munhu ane shamu iwe une
mugaga. A believer should fear nothing because what God has invested in you is greater than whatever is outside.
Mutendika haafane kuvhiringwa nezvinhu izvi nekuti zviri maari zvikuru kupfuura zviri kunze.
When the prophet touched that high voltage line, the voltage in him was more than the voltage of that line.
Profita paakabata mutsaro wemagetsi uyu simba ranga riri mari ranga rakawanda kupfuura
nakare. If the Holy Church only realized its power to do these things. But there is so much doubt and fear and trembling, wondering what could happen. When people are asking that, what if it doesn't happen? I'm asking, what if it happens? As long as that exists, the church can never stand upright. But when every talk of fear has vanished, the Holy Spirit is in complete control of the church. All fears are gone and that church has power. If that church is this church, then this church has power. Why everything that heaven owns is behind them. They are ambassadors of the throne. An ambassador of Christ's authority. And everything that Christ owns belongs to that ambassador. An ambassador is a witness. The whole powers of heaven is right in your hands. Why do we sit and the church is barren and we sit dormant? It's because we don't recognize these things. The climax of the message is not just long dresses and long hair and long faces, but it's becoming a superpower yourself and having the message in you, like that man who said the worst revival is in me.
You'll be a powerhouse
yourself. In the stature of a perfect man. When these things be in you, you will never be barren in your Christianity. But you are now a living tabernacle for the living Christ. A powerhouse that the devil cannot touch.
Because
that same power that spoke the world into existence is in those people that have the Holy Ghost. Men and women, it's time you found out who you are. The devil is trying to hide you back and tell you some little cow down something that you are not. You are sons and daughters of God. Death is not in heaven, but it's in you. I know you think I'm crazy, but let me tell you something. When you realize that the Almighty God lives in you, immortal life, that soul life, that's why you know that you are a superpower, you are a powerhouse. Some of you may not have gone to Kariba or wherever electricity may come from. But as long as you are connected there, you are, what comes from there is operating in your home. Even if you have never been to heaven, but what this is like heaven to me because I'm connected.
Because
when you read your Bible, you are connected, you are a superpower. These days when they make pylons, they make them human shaped because a human being must be a superpower. In a few minutes, I'll be just joining all voltage lines for a super explosion. Because I believe in this building, there is a power that can swallow other powers. The rod of Aaron swallowed the other rods. Light is the power that swallows darkness. There is a power, death swallows, is swallowed in victory by the power of Christ. And even the Bible says, out of weakness they were made strong. So weaknesses are swallowed by the strength of Christ in us. These people who are written in Hebrews 11 were not superpowers. Like they were weak people who were made strong.
So
God can take the weakest person here and make them a superpower. Peter, before he received the Holy Spirit, he was afraid of the Pharisees. But as soon as he received the Holy Ghost, he came out and faced the Pharisees and said, "You men with wicked hands, you crucified Christ." All fear was gone, brother, because there was a power that was on him. So there is a we are a superpower as a believer. When others are saying the days of miracles are past, they are insulators. But you are a conductor of the power of God. Let there be no one who insulates the power here. But let everyone be a channel. No one has seen electricity. You have seen a cable that is used by electricity. But you are a high voltage cable yourself. That's why you told, touch not my anointed one. What you have to do as a Christian is to unlock all channels so that the Spirit will flow freely in your life. Sometimes when the drainage is blocked by wrecks of sin and unbelief and unconfessed sin, there's free flow of water there. So even spiritual channels can be blocked by the things that you watch that are evil. You must unblock all channels so that the Spirit of God moves freely in your life. The greatest power in this world is not the atomic bomb, but a believer in contact with this matter. His attitude is happy, this matter. That everything is changed,
right?
When you are connected with God. There are only three powers, superpowers in this world. There is the power of God, and the power of the devil, and the power of faith. Now these two powers, the power of God and the power of faith, they swallow the power of the devil. You know that even in the Garden of Eden, the devil was there before the fall, but he could not do anything. There was a chain of circumstances. That's the end that the devil useless. Though maybe he walked for hundreds of years, not able to do anything as long as the word was there. Because they were fortified, but as soon as the chain of circumstances was broken by unbelief, the devil started having power over men. When the devil fell from heaven, he was the poorest of the poor. He had no coin. All what he says is his. He took it from people. Spiritual robbery. But now, for the millennium to start, the chain of circumstances is restored again. Where the word of God is preeminence and the devil watch like that. In the millennium, the devil is not dead, but he is just paralyzed. But you can have a premature millennium at home where the devil cannot do anything. He can watch you overcome. We are living in a world where people want to be connected. They want Wi-Fi and everywhere, but you must be connected with God. Something has got to take place when a believer gets contact with his maker. Something will happen. This service, when you connect with God, if you came here sick, all you need is to connect with God. If you came here with a request, all you need to do is to connect with God. And you will see that all things are possible. You may not even need a prayer line. When you believe wherever you are, that sickness will leave you right now. I believe there is enough power here to transform everyone here. There is enough power to heal every sick person. There is enough power to deliver all those who are bound by demons. Power to break every chain. There is enough power to start a revival in the church. There is enough power to save every lost person. There is enough power to fill everyone with the Holy Ghost. There is enough power to dissolve cancers and tumors. And to dissolve evil habits. There's enough power here to do instant miracles. To paralyze all demons. There's enough power here to repair your marriage. And even to cancel your debts financially. There's enough power here to change our teenagers that are wayward. There's enough power here to make an exodus from the wheelchair, from cancer, from diabetes, from anything. There's enough power here to bind the devil. There's enough power here to change even a dunderhead to pass at school. That is when God takes over in your life. You know that the wisest man before Christ was Solomon. He was not born intelligent. God visited him and gave him intelligence.
So
those people are failing at school, God can visit them and give them intelligence. The same power that opens the Red Sea can open a way where there is no way. The same power that stops the sun can stop your BP. Your BP must meet another BP, which is by prayer. Your BP must meet another BP, which is by power.
Blood pressure by power.
The Bible says the weakest to be as David. A weakest among us means Goliath is down already.
The
Bible says when your enemy comes in one way, he flees in seven ways. The Bible did not write the reason why the enemy, what the enemy will have seen that will cause him to run in seven ways.
Or
what you have said yourself, what will make the enemy. It just says automatic. physically, the enemy will run in 7 ways. Even if they regroup later and say what they saw, they will never come back again. Even if you are quiet, you are scared to the devil. So don't be afraid of things that should be afraid of you. Don't be afraid of Satan. So the power that you have, is so too much for the devil. When the devil flew against Eve, she was not wedged, so she failed. But when the devil flew on Christ, he had 10,000 volts. It knocked every feather out of the devil.
So
today we are a powerhouse. God's power is in us. When we are preaching, we don't use our own power. When we lay hands on the sick, we don't use our own power. The power that brought you to church can give you a request right now. He says to John, don't fear, John. Fear not, little flock. All what I am, you are
heir
to. And all my power is yours. Oh, Father, I don't need to look for power from people. There is a source of power. Here. My omnipotence is yours as I stand in your midst. I
have
come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability. All power is given unto me, and it is yours to you. Sisters, use the power. When your husband comes late and drunk, use that power. Then we shall baptize him here. When your teenagers are now out away from this message, use that power. When they've been beaten by the mamba, there's an anti-genome here, which is the word of God. He says, my power is yours to use. You speak the word and I'll perform it. Mine is just to speak. If I just declare that this service is 100% healing, it's not me to perform. I
can
speak the word and God will make sure it happens. Listen, brother, sister, whatever you believe today, the devil is too late to oppose you. It's your personal property. I know we are already half of the year and you have not caught anything. But things can change, brother, overnight. God can visit you now and change your circumstances. Just speak and say, I'll enter courtship. One day you enter courtship. Your desire is strong enough to move forward on that thing. Because nothing good shall be withheld from those that work uprightly. Desire today. Even all unclaimed blessings throughout all ages, we can claim them today. There's $1 million that is hanging in the spoken word. But Sister Yeti did not claim. Because she did not need it more than something. But if that $1 million cannot go unclaimed. When you know you have your salvation and you need that one, you can go back and say, I need it. And it's going to materialize. There will be a power put in the church. And now it's coming in. That the Holy Spirit will so anoint people. Till they speak the word. And it will create itself right there. We haven't seen such powers like that, what is coming to the church now. When speak, even faintly without your lips speaking, but your heart speaking, it's going to materialize. It's going to create itself right there. There's enough power here to change your entire life. A believer has the power of the word of God. It will defeat Satan any time, any place, under any circumstance. And the power of the Holy Spirit that quickening power. And the power of the blood of Jesus, that one drop of the blood of Jesus can change the violent offender. We have the power of the name of Jesus. That every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. We have the power of prayer. That when the weakness of believers begins to pray, there's confusion in the
land.
You have the power of faith that when you believe and you throw your fish like a fishing line, it's going to bring the results. the power that tempt a raging bull, it will tempt your raging situation. The power of revelation that when something is revealed to you, there are not enough devils in hell to stop it from happening.
The
power of expectation that when you come expecting something, it's your property, you are going back home with it.
The
power of atmosphere that under this atmosphere, anything can happen.
Your
confession, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of your testimony. What you speak shall happen. Your life will go the direction of your
words.
You have the power of sincerity. If you can be sincere, not even HIV or cancer can stand before your prayer. You have the power of God's covenant. He made an oath that he will never leave us. You have the power of the anointing, it will break every yoke. You have the power of fasting. When you fast, things move faster. When you are fasting, you are feasting with God. The prophet says the prayer is the powerful left with one.
Brother Branham, powerful
left.
Powerful
weapon.
So
you have the power of knowing who you are. Don't be tossed to and fro. You are a superpower. Stand your ground. You have the power of your position in Christ. You are not seated on that plastic chair, but in heavenly places with Christ. You have the power of determination. When you are determined, nothing will stop you. You have the power of a right mental attitude. It will bring every promise to come to pass. You have the power of the tongue. Speak right words. If you say the right words, you make things go right.
Uka taura zinu za kwazo. Nizrea kanaka zinu
za kwa chaiti. We have the power of unity that what we bind on earth is bound in heaven.
Pane simbare kubata na chatino sunga
paspano chino sunga. We have the power to bind and unloose. We bind the mamba in Jesus' name.
Simbare kusunga ne kusunungura. Kusunga mamba.
We have the power of connection. When you are connected to the president, no one can easily arrest you.
Pane simbare kubata nizgwa. Ni maofis maguru maku.
If you are connected to God, nothing can play around with your life. You have the power of sonship. Those that accepted him, he gave them power to become sons of God. You have the power of footsteps. Don't fear that people will pick your feet, but where you step, you possess. You have the power of a clean life. If I live good, I want life to shun the wrong and do the right. I know my Lord will make the way. You have the power to move mountains. Your mountain today must move. You have creative power as a son of God. When God wanted to create the world, he did in the office of the Lord Chaos, that is sonship. So you as a son are in the office of creation. You have the power of the gospel that as I'm preaching now, things are happening in the lives of the people. Give me the old time religion. You have the power of a right mental attitude. It will break things around your life. You have the power of the world to come already in this earthen vessel. Power as ambassadors, not embarrassers of heaven. You have power to do greater works. Imparting eternal life. That even your relatives that you are applying the token for, you have power to impart life to them. Even as the car change, that's it. You have power even to change the mind of God because you are co-workers with God.
And
you have power to interrupt nature. Before you interrupt God's nature, interrupt your nature. You have power to raise him from history to show that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have power to break every chain, and I believe chains are breaking right now. Man is omnipotent. You are not only pluripotent, able of many things, but omnipotent. All things are possible to them that believe. You have the power of the spiritual gifts put in the church.
And
the power of total obedience, it entitles you to the token. And the power of the presence of God, because in His presence, chains are broken and hearts are mended. And the power of persistence and patience and perseverance, Don't move. Stay there until it happens. Power of knowledge, not intellectual knowledge, but by spiritual revelation. We have the power like the seven dogs of Samson, the seven virtues where the Holy Ghost comes upon them. We have the power of the DNA. Spiritual DNA of God in us. It doesn't connect with the music and things of the world, but it makes us pure to become what we are born to be. And all powers of heaven are in us. We have the power to write another book of Acts. You have the power to speak the word and go forward. You have the power with the king's sword, because it can't be given to people who are not royal. You have the open heaven, the check to write whatever you desire. You have the power of predestination, meaning that you have already made it. In God's eyes, you are already healed, you have already made it. And power of inspiration, when you are inspired to do something even without resources, inspiration becomes the resources.
Iwewe une simba rekufemera. Paunotoshanda nezvinhu zvisina ukafemerwa
chezvinhu zvisina. Is going to pay in the way.
Une simba rekucheneswa ndorichashanda kunamata
mwari. The life of God in you.
Une simba remweya wamwari.
The Holy Ghost in you is not lesser than the one that was in Paul or in Peter. It's the same. So you expect the same result.
Mwamuchene uri mauri wakangofanana
newamwewo se. God has no weaker parts and strong parts. If you have a shadow of the power of God in you, it's enough to scare the devil.
Mari hana pano.
So we have the power for service. To serve God, you need the power of it. The power of transformation. When a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, it will never desire to be a caterpillar again. When God changes you, you will never go back to that state again. He doesn't give you temporary victory for 2 weeks and you are back to your things, but it's a permanent victory. We have that quickening power. It will quicken your mortal body. That overcoming power, it will make you overcome all the desires of the flesh. Now the power that will destroy this world is already in this world. And the power that will take us to heaven is already in us. You have the power to tread upon serpents. Nothing shall by any means harm you. Power as kings and priests. As priests, we apply the token. As kings, we speak the word with authority. The power of the old time religion. Give me the old time religion. People are looking for old stones because they say they have money. And all passports and all coins. I'm looking for the old time religion. It has power, brother. We have the badge of authority as believers. When a policeman stops a bonnet, it stops because of the badge of authority. If it doesn't stop, it deals with the one who sent the policeman.
So
if demons don't submit to your power, they deal with the one who sent you. You are a candidate of association with angelic beings. If you are a candidate and you don't go to the exam room, it's your fault, but you are a candidate.
So
if you are a candidate of association and don't associate, it's your fault, but you are a candidate. Your thirst and your desire can move God. Do you know a mother, when she's asleep, she may not hear a train passing, but when a child cries faint, the mother hears. Your small desire moves heaven. And I believe that angels are already here to attend to your needs. Your thoughts speak louder in heaven than your words here on earth. There is the power focus. You know, when a magnifying glass, focus is the rays that are common here. It can burn a paper. Today we are going to use all codes and focus them on your problem and burn that problem. We have the 10-pin plug, the power of praise. With your 10 fingers, you plug. into that supernatural. There is the power of a divine visitation. When God visits you, you are changed forever. You will never be the same. You will say from that time something happened. And the power of your testimony, when you words of your testimony gives birth to another testimony. There's a high priest in heaven that is
passed.
So every believer must be connected to the message of the hour. That is the source of power in this world. We see many batteries going flat because they are not in the charger. But we have weapons of mass destruction that will destroy the devil. Damage to the kingdom of the enemy. Our rivalry with the enemy is on arrival. As soon as we arrive, the devil is in trouble. Because the world would give Satan anytime, any place, under any circumstances. We are the devil's official enemy. Arm yourself with the word of God. Don't harm yourself with other books. We have the power of the written word. The power of the anointed word. The power of the revealed word. And the power of you as the written epistle. That epistle is a pistol also. That will destroy the devil. Sometimes when we preach, we just get mangoromela away. We fight the devil like that.
Sometimes when we preach, we get
pulling down the strongholds of the enemy. You have the power of not taking no for an answer. When you come believing no that is going to happen, God is not going to give you a no for an answer, but you are going to receive what belongs to you. Character is not a gift, it's a victory. That character is the contact point of the power of God. God hates powerless Christians. There must be a power around you. Power is not emotions. Power is not actions. But it's action. That powers the actions. You must be connected to the power of God somewhere. As a believer, all powers of heaven is banking on you. If their hands are available, God can use those hands. If their eyes are available, God can use those eyes. If their feet are available, God can use your feet. The prophet says about Paul. He was so full of the Holy Ghost, more than he is full of blood in his body. The Holy Ghost was circulating in his body. As the blood is circulating, the power of the blood of Jesus was circulating. You know, when every gadget is connected, it expresses what it was meant for. So if you want to know why you are here on earth, connect with what will energize you. When a man connects with God, the devil has no chance. You are now a superpower. With the whole armor of God, not part armor of God. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. The same power must be seen in our lives. When the mother-in-law of the prophet had no money to fix his watch, the power was in her. She prayed and the watch responded. Now, if the watch responded, what more you responding to the power? She prayed for every refrigerator and started to move again. Because the power spiritual that we have can invade any department, whether electric, whether academic, whether marital, whether spiritual, whether financial, that power can power any department of your life. If you want to enter courtship, and you have no power of beauty, as long as you have the power of the Holy Spirit, you have a stable marriage. That power is in us.
above all powers, above all thrones. This power that we are preaching about is above the power of HIV. It's above the power of family spirit. It's above the power of doubt. It's above the power of diabetes. So right now it's swallowing all powers. Get connected to God. Faith is like Wi-Fi. You don't see, but it makes things that you want
to.
As a church, we are a continuation of the book of Acts. The book of Acts is not a book of actors. The focus is not in human vessels. But the acts of the Holy Spirit, the anointing that makes them move. Remember this, Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts.
Even
the book of Acts, they cast out devils, we cast out devils. If they receive the Holy Ghost, we receive the Holy Ghost. If they did special miracles, not small miracles of testimonies of rounding off to the nearest. I mean real testimonies that even the devil cannot speak against. Father, even the shadow of Peter was now as anointed as his body. And now we are in the evening time where shadows are longer. They can heal more people. This is the advancement of the gospel. When we're in primary level, there are things that we say it can't.
But
when we went to advanced level, we said all things can be done. We are now in the advanced level of the message, where all things can happen. There's nothing impossible. There's nothing too hard. What you believe for today, you can grab it. When we look at the promises of God, we don't window shop the promises of God. You take them as your personal property. When you see divine healing, it's yours, receive it. When you see a promise of the Holy Ghost, it's yours, receive it. When it's written that this is that, it means for every that of the Bible, there must be a this of today. For every part of this spoken word, there must be a this of today. Power is not a lecture that you can teach about. It's something that you can switch on and people understand it. So I'm not here to teach about power, but to demonstrate power. But because this word is not in word only, but it's in power and demonstration. You cannot come here sick and go back sick. You cannot come here with a need and go back with that need. There must be power somewhere. As we join our voltages, you have power. We have power together. Let's join our lives together. What we bind here is bound in heaven. If we step into that realm, brother, there shall be no feeble person among us. I'm launching missiles, targeted missiles against diseases. In modern technology, you don't need to touch the TV, you press the remote. And the TV responds somewhere back. Here I'm pressing this remote and the computer that is up there is responding. So I'm saying those who are up there respond. There is a power here that can power you into marriage. There is a power here that can power you into victory. Then that power one day, when all victories are won, it shall take us all to heaven. When we sing Lord's chariot, Father, I give that power in my body now. Let it operate in every fiber of my life. That everything that I touch, the devil cannot touch it. It will torture him. Because whatever you touch can torture the devil. When Paul touched the aprons, there was a spiritual fingerprint against the devil. And every sick person today, the only that you have to do is to only believe that power that heals. It does not come by emotion. It comes by faith. As you say, now I believe. As you say, even now, Lord. And you need the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit will feed you now. If you have a situation, if you have a situation that was trapping you before the service started, that situation may not escape the power that is here. The presence of God is like takers to devils. No devil can exist in this atmosphere. It's above powers that don't want you to be married. I keep thinking about marriage. Maybe there is someone who is believing for
Christ.
Maybe that's why I keep repeating about marriage.
So
if it is you, sister, then it's over. Just believe. And just buy a good dress because you shall stand here.
Why
you believe, brother? You shall step into it. If you believe the Holy Ghost, you shall step into it. If you believe the rapture, you shall step into it. If you believe a financial blessing, you shall step into it. As you stand to our feet, everyone ready to take their position. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Where were you when the sons of God shouted for joy in the mind of God? Because victory is guaranteed. There is no power of discouragement that can override the exhorting power of the word of God.
Rather,
when I feel down, I just go where the Bible is, and I sit under the word of God, and I
write
saying, where is the devil? Where is the devil? I'm feeling like fighting now. We are here to fight. The devil is in trouble now. I'm saying, okay, oh, Satan. He has no permission to touch a child of God.
As
we close our eyes wherever you are, connect to the power of God. Connect to the Holy Spirit. You'll find it's not too busy. Mothers who have been praying for your children, no matter how discouraging it is, one day that boy is coming to be baptized. One day that boy is coming back. Because God can never forget your faith.
Faith
can never be forgotten. Because from the Father above, on the wings of a snow white dove, God is sending his promise now. And the house of hell give way. We are taking over.
The
church is the power. That is sending the power. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. There is a man that can turn on the light. It's dark in your life. It's dark in your finances. It's dark in your marriage. There is someone here that specializes in things not important. When your problem gets so heavy and you think there is no way through, he is the lion that prevaileth. He is the mighty conqueror. Over the time phase, we talk of testimonies. But your testimony will be what we shall talk about. Your testimony is coming. Your testimony is now. Something is happening now. The hand of Jehovah is visiting his people. That unseen hand has seen results. That unseen hand has the visible results. I challenge everyone to believe as we are praying.
Yes,
everyone in their own way, they start speaking to God, challenging their situation. There is no Goliath that can stand. There is no situation that can stand. The church of God is called to meet the challenge of the hour. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we are coming as your church, O Lord, in this last day, believing the message of the hour, commissioned, O Lord Father, by an angel, that Father, nothing shall stand before our prayers. It says, if you can only be sincere, nothing shall stand before your prayers. If you can only be sincere, your children, O Lord Father, are sincere. They are looking at real circumstances. They are looking at practical problems. They are looking for a practical God who can step into their circumstances where no man can help them. Father, may your hand come down. Father,
Father, may there be testimony after testimony. May there be a release of your power. May there be a release of your anointing. May there be a visitation. Even those who are not here in this service, Father, wherever, may your power visit them. Even those who are sick at home, may your power visit them. For those who have a desire that is burning and they are saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. They are saying, this is my day. They are not going to lose their opportunity. I know, Father, you are here for such. Those that seek you, Lord. Father, those that are yearning in their heart. Those that have a burden that are saying, today, I will just cut my burden to the Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray that your anointing will move all over the church. That every believer will be connected to the powerhouse. That every Christian will experience the ever-present water from the rock. That, Father, that untapped resources, that unlimited power, that Shekinah glory will come down on it, Father, and break every chain and break every yoke. Your children are saying enough is enough. They are saying they are sick and tired of their situation. How long, Father, are they going to be bound? You say to Moses, I've heard the afflictions of my people, and I've come down to deliver them. Heavenly Father, may you come down today, I invite you, Father. Someone is praying, Lord, come by here. Someone is crying, Lord. Father, may every burden disappear. May everything that is tormenting your children be tormented. May the devil be accused. Satan, I adjure you now, by the authority given unto me, as a servant of God, I say, Mr. Devil, you have no part. You have no power. You demon powers, I cast you out now. Release the people of God. I'm sending the fire of God to burn every devil, to burn every unclean situation. Let there be a revival in the church. Let the anointing of God come back and bring love among the believers. Bring unity among the believers. Bring breakthroughs, O Lord Father. Bring healing. Bring deliverance. Bring all attributes of God down. Oh, Father, I know there are some mothers who are praying. There are some fathers who are praying. And they are saying, Father, remember me. May you hear them, O Lord Father. In their agony, they are crying to you, Lord Father, from that deep mighty clay. They know there is a power somewhere that can visit them. They know that the anointing of God will always intervene. Father, you will never forget them who are praying day and night. You will never forget them who are praying to you, Lord Father. But you will avenge them. You will remember them. Send your anointing, Father. Release your anointing. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain, Lord Father. Let something happen today that will be so irreversible. Let something happen to your children that will change their circumstances. Father, though they have rivers that they think are uncrossable, though they have mountains that they cannot tunnel through, but Father, you specialize in things not impossible. Oh, Father, I commit your church and I commit myself that, Father, every burden will become a blessing as you come down, oh Lord Father. Those who are at the altar, Lord Father, I commit them, oh Lord Father, to your hand. No man can help them. No man knows what they are passing through. But there is someone who bears a part that in its sorrow that no man can bear below. Father, visit them, O Lord Father. You say it in your word. Those that come with the tears, they shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Some are crying in tears. Some are repenting. Some are making right. Some are bringing supplication. Some are committing their needs to you, Lord Father. They will never be forsaken. You can never leave your children. Father, may there be a spiritual explosion. May you visit your church, O Lord Father, and give them action. May this church stand and win more places to Christ. May this church stand and be a superpower in Harare. May this church stand with new many ministers, many sisters, many brothers, many warriors, many prayer warriors, many burden bearers, many John Sharif, many financiers, many people who shall go to the fields and bring the souls to Christ. I commit it to your hands, O Lord Father, and we say, time be spoken, so shall it be. We bless your name in Jesus' name. God bless you.